Armadoxy for today, Pentecost. A young girl in a parking lot was preaching to a crowd, singing sacred songs and reading from the Bible. Well, I told her I was lost, and she told me all about the Pentecost. And I see that girl as the road to my survival. Paul Simon. The Pentecost is a turning point event in the life of the post-resurrection Christian community. While the word Pentecost alludes to the 50th day after Easter, let us refer to it by its Armenian name, Hokekalust, as it is more descriptive and therefore more meaningful for the Christian. Translated, Hokekalust means the coming of the Spirit. Jesus promised the great Comforter, and on this day, the promise is fulfilled. We read the story in the book of Acts, chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they, the disciples, were all in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men, from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? We hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonders of God." So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "Whatever could this mean?" Now, the first and most important takeaway from this story is that the uncreated essence, the third person of the Holy Trinity, the one that was floating above the earth before time, the Holy Spirit, had landed upon this group of individuals, each of them coming from a different background, and was transforming them into a community, which would eventually change the world. And this is the sacred mission of the church. It transforms the world because it has an understanding of peace, harmony among people, and the golden key that turns the locks to every door, namely, love. And it learned this from love incarnate, namely, Jesus Christ. The disciples were ordered to go into the world and spread the message of faith, hope, and love. Thus, the disciples on Pentecost turned into apostles, meaning that they were the ones who were sent. In Armenian, the word arakial, apostle, is one who is sent, and it comes from the verb arakel, which means to send. The revolution starts now. Jesus came and he touched the disciples and the people with his message. But it was on this day that his message was given the feet with which to walk and change the world. From the fifth hour of St. Nerses Shnorhali's prayer, we pray, Spirit of God, true God, who descended on the River Jordan and the upper room, cleanse me once more with your divine fire, as the tongues of flame cleanse the holy apostles. Have mercy upon your creatures and on me, a sinner. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.